Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
She is Queen of Dongs. She is also our Tom Brady correspondent. And Lucy, Tom Brady in the news for...
Can't stay out of the news.
More than one reason this week. But let's start with the coach's booth incident, Monday Night Football, and how, of course, last year, the NFL really, they've laxed some of the rules with Brady in terms of the production meetings this year. But then you see him Monday Night Football in the coach's booth talking to Chip Kelly. What do you make of all of this Brady controversy?
Yes, well, good afternoon. Isn't it funny, you guys, how Belichick and Brady, not in the NFL anymore. I mean, Brady kind of is, but they're not playing actively, coaching or playing, and they're still the two people we're talking about the most at the start of an NFL season. It's very interesting how much power they continue to have. But Tom Brady is, I think, creating too much. He is too much conflict, too many things, yeah. Too many irons in the fire. And what I see, as you know, knowing him so well as I do, that he is really just reaching for any grasp to remain with the NFL. And so he's taken on too many things that really do conflict with each other. I'm trying to find a way to be like, oh, you know, who cares? And then you always come back to, no, this conflicts. Because if this was anybody else, there's no way they would be allowed to be a limited partner, owner of an NFL team,
right,
and be a color commentator on a national broadcast. So because the preparation that you need to do to broadcast these games directly conflicts with what information you have to have as an owner or are privy to as an owner, because then you get the secrets of another team. So I definitely conflict, and I still think he has to pick one. He has now. He has this. Fanatics money. We saw him make his announcement, and they definitely threw a bag at him.
Mm-hmm.
So why not just skip the being on the broadcast and maybe just stick to being an owner and do this Fanatics thing and or whatever and find other avenues to make your $1 billion? And I think he has to pick one because there's too much conflict.
But who says no to Tom Brady? Like, even Goodell. Like, last year, for 1 year, this is the part I don't get. If you didn't
Giselle.
Think... If you did, well, and the karate and the kung fu guy,
yeah,
right?
Kung fu, yeah. So
this is...
I'm jiu-jitsu now.
Yes, jiu-jitsu, my bad.
Yep.
Yeah, Brazilian jiu-jitsu. So last year, they didn't let him in production meetings, and you never saw him in a booth on a headset. This year, they let him into production meetings, and you think he might keep a lower profile, but there he is, the first Monday night game of the year in the booth with the Raiders. Like...
Yeah.
I mean, you can't make this stuff up. Is that just him flipping the bird to everybody?
Yeah, well, you know, theoretically, you could also think Tom Brady doesn't need to be in these meetings or really learn anything new as a commentator, and he could just go on the broadcast and be A, himself, and B, you know, just watch what he's seeing and say, like, oh, in my experience, this is what I would do in this situation, and just come up with it on the fly. However, I don't know if he can do that per se. He's got personality, but for some reason it doesn't come off.
Yeah.
He can't swear or anything, and that's his whole thing. So he sometimes his personality doesn't come across, as I get frustrated thinking it should. He should use a little more personality, rely on that. Don't need the production meetings to be good on this broadcast. All you need is your experience and, hey, this is, you know, when I played, I would have done this kind of thing. So theoretically, does he need the production meetings? I mean, he's Tom Brady. He doesn't really need to. He can just show up to a place and be Tom Brady, and that's really all you need. So that's where I'm like, well, does he need to be in the meetings? Yeah, not really. So he could do that. But I think there's too much conflict going on. The optics not great. So maybe the change the optics a bit, Tom.
We're speaking to Lucy Burge. It's Inside Access on The Fan. And Lucy, it's really interesting over these next couple of weeks because – Tom Brady is going to be on the call with Kevin Burkhardt for the Bears-Cowboys game. Who do the Raiders play in week four? The Bears! And obviously, we're talking about it nationally. It's a big story. How do you see this ending? Do you think the NFL revokes the production meetings? Like, does Tom just step? Like, what? How do you see this ending?
This is what there's. How I see it ending is Tom Brady gets his way, because he always does. And whenever, you know, if Tom wants to do both, he does both. But there will be a lot of, I think it will keep dominating the conversation of this is a direct conflict now, because he is learning he is the owner of the team that this team is playing.
Yes.
Like, that is a big conflict for him to get this inside information. So I wonder if they're going to have to loophole this once again and say, oh, you can't be in these production meetings if the team that you own is playing. If you're looking ahead to the schedule, there's too much work. This creates a ton of work for people who have to come up with these rules and have to say, well, you know, it's the Tom Brady loophole now for broadcasters who own teams and also are broadcasting a game that the team they own is a team that they're playing the next week is playing against. Like, it's too much. Like, it's too much thinking. And once you get to too much, you say, enough. We're just going to – he has to pick one. And I don't think it'll end like that, because Tom Brady will be able to do both because he's Tom Brady. But theoretically, I think he should have to pick one.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
That's exasperating.
I think I know the answer to this question. I'm going to ask it anyway.
Red Sox won the World Series?
Well, no, are you worried about them at all? Are you worried? Are you worrying a little, a smidge, an iota, a dab, a smooch about your Red Sox?
No, will they make it into the playoffs? Who knows? Oh, my God, you guys, this is bad. As I'm watching them lose to the A's and everyone's head is down in the dugout, I think the thinking when Alex Cora recently said that he was asked about October, and he said, we're not thinking about October anymore. And I liked to think of that as, you know, the mentality we can't get ahead of ourselves, because of course we'll be playing in October. Not we as a team, but him speaking to the team, we'll be playing in October, but don't think about it because we don't want to get too cocky, get ahead of ourselves. And now I feel like that's maybe the case. That they may, I mean, you just lost to the Oakland A's. It's not the best look in the world. But of course, I'm holding out hope. Until the season ends and the Red Sox are officially done, I'm going to believe that they will be playing in October, and I will still believe that they will win the World Series, because crazier things have happened.
Sure.
And that's really the only explanation for how they could possibly do it, because it's a fluky. You know, they've got Trevor Story who hits home runs and makes two errors in one game. But if everything goes the right way, anything can happen.
All right, Lucy, let's go on.
I'm going to say that you're a smidge worried. I'm going to speak for you and say you're
okay,
a smidge.
I will say,
judging from that response, I'm going to say you're a smidge worried.
I'm a smidge worried, but I'm a worrier. I worry about everything.
Sure.
I worry about things that even if they're not going to happen. So take that with a grain of salt.
Okay, fair enough.
But it's a little concerning.
Yes.
They're 5-10 in their last 15 home games. So it's the classic September collapse. Maybe not. I don't know. Are we watching a collapse before our eyes? I'm not going to say, but I'm going to say never give up hope is my mantra.
Lucy, let's go in a completely different direction. Last night I was playing kickball and a friend of mine fractured her ankle in two
grisly.
Different places, got a spiral fracture, so she's going to need surgery. I've shockingly never broken a bone. I've had a lot of weird surgeries and weird ailments, physically and mentally. But what is the worst injury that you've had or you've witnessed?
Ooh, oh, okay. So first of all, I hope your friend is okay, because that's horrific to have to now go through all of that. So I have broken my right arm twice.
Ooh.
Once when I was four, and the other time, I think I was 10 or something. One was ice skating, and my very first ice skating lesson ever. And the other was, I was on the playground, and I had to get a cast. The bones were broken in two places. I was 4 years old. I will never forget this. At the hospital, they had to realign it. So they had to like crank the bones back together. And I will never forget that as long as I live. It was something. But the worst I've ever, that was the worst.
Was it the same arm when you did it twice?
Yes, yeah, same arm.
Oh my God.
And so my arm's a little bit bent a little bit. But it, you know, it's a nice memory to have. Worst one I have ever witnessed. And this one will stick with me for the rest of my life. So when I played softball in high school, we were playing the Kent school, and we were the home team. So the Miss Porter's field, there, the dugouts, there is a, the fence around it, chain link fence around it. And there's a space between the bottom of the fence and the ground, kind of a divot.
Mm-hmm.
And I was up to bat, and I hit a foul ball toward the first base side dugout. And the first base girl, was running to try to catch it, and she got her foot caught underneath between the ground and the chain link fence, and she fell, but her foot did not come out, and she broke her leg at her shin snapped in half, basically. And I was standing at the plate, and I felt like an out-of-body experience where she was the screaming I will never forget. The screaming suddenly stopping I will never forget, because they had to sedate her and get an ambulance, and the game was suspended or canceled, essentially. And my coach yelled at me, like, get back in the dugout. And I was like, I was frozen because I felt horrible. But it was the screams I will never forget. And she was on crutches for her prom, which I thought, because I saw on Facebook. I checked on Facebook. I was like, oh my God. But at the time, Facebook was the social media. So that was the worst one I ever witnessed. And since then, I can't deal with broken legs, I'm squeamish about that stuff, because that was by far the worst one I've ever witnessed.
It was shocking, and I'll get more into this later in the hour, but Kayla, my friend who broke her, like, she was so calm. She was so calm, just on the ground. Like, she was like, yeah, I felt like a pop, a crack, and, you know, it's just waiting for, it was crazy. But
that's so tough when you have to, maybe she was genuinely calm, but thinking, like, you have to put on a face of, like, don't cry, I'm fine. I'm like, you're more embarrassed than anything. So you're like, I don't want any fuss about this kind of thing. Like,
no,
oh my God.
For sure. And it was raining, and it was slippery grass field. I kind of blame Volo. But, Lucy, let's end on a positive note. What is your dong of the day?
Yeah, very positive. Let's head to the Yankee game tonight.
That's
Aaron
not positive
Judge.
For us.
So Aaron Judge to hit a home run. It is plus 195. I want to keep my streak going. So Shohei Ohtani started it off, and Aaron Judge is always a good bet to keep it going. However, this is a good spot for him as well, because he has two home runs in two at-bats against Cade Povich. I am sorry. And Cade Povich has allowed at least one home run in each of his last four starts. Aaron Judge has not hit a home run in his last three games. So he is so due. Something is up. So he can't let this go on much longer. Three games is a long time for him to not hit a home run. So end the drought for Aaron Judge tonight to hit one.
She is Lucy Bird. She is an IA Hall of Famer. She is the Dong Queen. Lucy, thank you as always. We'll talk next week.
Thank you, guys. You're the best. I'll
thank
talk
you.
To you next week.
You got it. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, it's all the young dudes. Dylan Beavers, he continues to produce. Also, Orioles lineup is out. Very interesting, Jason. Very interesting.
The computer spit out quite a starting nine today.
For game one of a four-game series against the Yankees, we will give it to you at 4:30. But coming up next, we're going to get back into this Ravens' prolific rushing attack, in particular against NFC teams. Ravens facing an NFC team Monday night in the Lions. We'll get into it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Next on The Fan.
I think the pros of it is more pros to the team. You know what I'm saying? It gives the team more outlets. You know what I'm saying? You can have more success that way instead of, you know, putting all your success, you know what I'm saying, on one player and whatnot like that. So being able to spread the ball around to get it to different players so they can make plays to help the team, you know what I'm saying, when certain stuff not working, such as the run game wasn't going for a Sunday. We had a lot of weapons that came in and made plays for us.
That was Rashad Bateman yesterday during open locker room when asked about the pros of a pick-your-poison offense. And we know this Ravens offense can beat teams in a variety of ways. But with that being said, typically when they're firing on all cylinders and they're at their best, that ground game is really churning. And specifically against NFC teams, Lamar Jackson dominant throughout his career. Did lose to the Eagles at home last year, but that's one of just two losses in his career. Lamar, 24-2 against NFC teams. And then looking at the rushing numbers, they average 189.5 yards.
Bonkers.
189.5 yards against NFC teams, 5.77 yards per carry, and they average 29 points per game. This goes back to 2018 when he was a rookie to now.
Yeah, it's pretty nuts. I mean, what he does overall against the NFC is crazy. He's 10-1 against the NFC at home. You look at him in those 11 games, he's rushed for at least 60 yards in 8 of them. He averages 12.5 carries for 76 yards when he faces an NFC team at home. We know he averages over 60 yards per game on the ground in general for his career, home or road, in prime time. You look at what he's done in 24 starts against the NFC since 2019. 22-2 record. Averages 11 carries for 72 yards. 66% completion percentage, just under 8 yards per attempt, big boy football. 46 touchdowns to 9 interceptions. 107.5 rating. And again, Derrick Henry hasn't been around for a lot of this. Like it's remarkable, it's ridiculous. I think it's got to be in the back of the minds of all these D coordinators who have to figure out still how to handle this one-off It'll be the third time for the Lions. I'm just not so sure the third time will be the charm for them.
No, and this Ravens offense, it's funny, man. Like, they're looking to kind of bounce back a little bit in terms of their production, as crazy as that is to say. Yeah, they scored 41 points, 7, of course, coming from Roquan Smith with a fumble return for a touchdown, and then Jake Hummel had the punt block that got him set up for a short field. They had less than 250 yards of total offense. They were 3 for 12 on third down. So there's still things that can be cleaned up for this group.
Well, I think it's kind of a tale of a very small sample size season in three parts. The first three quarters of football that they played were offensively, they were unstoppable. Then you had the fourth quarter in Buffalo and the first and second quarter against the Browns that they were very much stuck in the mud. And the deep plays dried up, and just being able to get a first down was difficult, and the run game disappeared, and Derrick Henry's fumbling the ball. And then you have the second half against Cleveland where they got everything going again and really, really made things happen. So, yeah, they're as crazy it is to look at a team that scored 80 points in 2 weeks, you can absolutely say that there's some things they're going to want back.
Coming up at 4:45, it is TMI. At 5 o'clock, it's Purple Rain, and we're going to hear some of the sound from the press conferences that happened today. Lamar Jackson met with the media, John Harbaugh, among others. But coming up next, we're going to get back into the Orioles. Focus on all the young dudes. Dylan Beavers, all he does is get on base, man. Also, we'll look back to Samuel Basayo's rough night behind the plate a couple of days ago with Dean Kramer starting. Could that have been avoided? And we have a very interesting lineup put out by interim manager Tony Mancelino. We'll give that to you on the other side.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
He's good. You know, he's a good player, and he just keeps on plugging away. You know, he has good at bats. He has some at bats that maybe not be the best, but by and large, they're way more good than bad in a lot of ways. And it's a big home run right there. Won us a game, and he's doing great.
That was interim manager Tony Mancelino following the Orioles' win over the White Sox 3-1 yesterday. And Dylan Beavers, for his second consecutive game, hit a home run, two-run shot in yesterday's game. Of course, ended up being the difference in that one. And I don't think anyone could have envisioned this type of start for Dylan Beavers. Even Tony Mancelino, some good, some bad. He's got a 423 OPS, an 893 OPS. Dude, Jason, through 27 games.
It's ridiculous. Isn't that bad? I mean, the guy has looked like he's up to the challenge the moment he got here. I don't know if that's this guy's way of justifying keeping him in the eight hole all year. Like, I don't know what he's talking about, some good, some. Like, nobody's looking for perfection from a kid who you waited too long to call up in the first place. Somebody on this team where nobody walks and everybody strikes out, getting on base over 42% of the time for this long of a sample size as a stone cold rookie. I mean, they should be bending over backwards genuflecting. But again, they didn't think he's as good as he is, and that's why they waited so long to finally bring him up and made you sit through all kinds of ridiculousness in the outfield waiting for him. It's impossible not to be blown away with the caliber of at-bat. It exudes a level of maturity and preparation that a lot of guys on this team could learn from, young and old.
Let's go to another young dude, and that is Samuel Basayo. And Big Sam, he was catching Tuesday night with Dean Kramer starting, and it was rough behind the plate. Five wild pitches, yeah. Pass balls, however you want to view it. Even Ben McDonald was commenting. But
it was ugly.
But this is, you don't want it to be that bad, of course, five of them. But he didn't catch a ton in the minors, Jason. And no. And you brought it up in real time when he got called up. How often is he going to catch? Well, unfortunately, Adley Rutschman suffered the oblique injury, and we haven't seen him. Maybe we'll see him next week. So that pressed Big Sam into the full-time catching gig, and he's learning on the fly. But he started that game with a pitcher that showed him up a few starts prior.
Yeah, and then it starts. Dean gets lit up in the first inning because that's what he does, and then I just don't know how the dynamic between them could have been that good. And with him having some precious few experiences at the major league level and not getting to have many experiences because, you know, that comp pick, draft pick in 2 years is more important than anything else, more important than player development.
Possible comp pick.
Possible, yeah. I just don't know why you'd go down that road. You could have DH'd him. You could have played him at first base. There's plenty of ways to keep him active. I don't think that's something that anybody needed to lean into. And it didn't work out well for either party. I mean, Dean eventually settled down. But I think that got in Sam's head, and he's got enough to worry about and sort through. I just think that could have been very, very easily avoided in September when you've had call-ups and you've got expanded rosters. That's just me. Look, I really like what I'm seeing from Sam. We have to be cognizant of just how young he is. But he does something. There's something he does in pretty much one at-bat every night. And sometimes it might just be a foul ball where you're like, whoa, okay. Like, just a reminder of what could be. How about the owner talking, ruminating that a deal that looks like an absolute steal to anybody who knows anything about baseball?
That was,
and he's never spent any money in his life, and now he's already has buyer's remorse about it. I can't believe we gave that. Like, dude, what did you think you were buying? What did you think you were buying?
Yeah, I'll see if I can pull up that direct quote. But in terms of,
it was on CNBC. It wasn't actually dealing with the local media. Actually, I just want to make it clear. He still hasn't addressed anybody here locally about his baseball team. He does his media tours where I guess it boosts his ego and it boosts, everybody knows who he is.
I have it right here. This was David Rubenstein on CBS News' The Takeout podcast discussing free agency, and he said it's different. The private equity world in which I've lived,
people
do well in a year. You give them a bonus, and you see how they'll do next year. But Here, because of the way baseball is set up and other sports, you have longer term contracts, and we just entered a longer term arrangement with a young man. We gave him a long term contract. He's going to be here for quite some time. The price seemed high to me at the time for a person who only played four Major League Baseball games, but he did a great job. He had a walk-off home run the other night, and we're very happy with the arrangement, and we hope we can do
other things like that as well. We're screwed.
Yeah, a puzzling comment. And
We're not winning anything with these guys. He needs to talk to the media at the end. I'm just telling you, the only way that anything could have worked here is if you were dying to keep Elias, you keep him where he is, you subjugate him to a new team president who's like a Dombrowski type who used to be a GM himself, and you ride that out for a year. Doing all this with unfettered like no checks and balances and no baseball adult in the room, and this billionaire being this spun by this GM, now team president, who they still haven't even told you exactly what his title is. I'm just telling you, it's got no chance.
O's have no chance at making the playoffs. They got officially eliminated yesterday, but there's still 10 games to play, and the lineup is out for tonight's game against the Yankees.
What did Mike's supercomputer spit out here?
Game one of a four-game series, 7:15 first pitch. It's on Big Fox. Bob Haney, Jim Hunter, Baltimore Baseball tonight, live at Pickles Pub at 6. Lineup is this. Ryan Mountcastle leading off and DHing tonight.
Yeah, guy has a top 10 ground ball rate in baseball. Doesn't hit for power anymore and doesn't really walk, but okay.
Jordan Westberg batting second at third base. Gunnar Henderson, shortstop, batting third. Tyler O'Neill batting cleanup in left field.
In left field.
Jeremiah Jackson.
Getting after it. Mike really doesn't want to win this one on national. He's really playing for the draft pick tonight.
Jeremiah Jackson batting fifth in right field. Kobe Mayo at first base batting sixth. Samuel Basayo behind the dish batting seventh. Jorge Mateo in center field batting eighth.
We're going for it.
And Luis Vasquez, second base batting ninth.
Poor Slim. And if they happen to somehow have a lead late, despite all that, I'm going to tell you right now, the closer ain't Aiken. It's Cano. This one smells like Cano from the giddy up.
Coming up at 5, we're going to switch gears, get back into the Ravens. We'll hear some of the best sound out at one winning drive. Today's Thursday, but it's the Ravens Wednesday because they play on Monday. But coming up next, it's TMI. I'm asking the people, 410-583-1057. What is the worst injury that you've seen while playing sports or goofing around with a buddy? Maybe you suffered a really gruesome injury. I want to hear about it. 410-583-1057. I asked the question because one of my friends, she broke her ankle last night playing kickball. I'll tell you the story next on The Fan. Want to hear from the people, 410-583-1057. What is the worst injury you have seen while playing a sport, goofing around with friends? I'm not talking about specific sports injuries like Willis McGahee. I'm talking you were there, it happened right by you. Like, that's what I'm saying, 410-583-1057. I bring this up because last night I was playing Volo. And it was the start of our kickball season. And I was saying to you, leaving the building, saying,
I told you, this is not kickball weather. I was like, are they going to play in this? And he's like, they play in everything. I'm like, dude, you have a choice.
I was saying,
you don't need to get on this surface half lit and try to show off for a bunch of married people. You don't need to do it.
I was saying that they got to cancel this. They did not cancel it. Spoiler alert. So I show up, it's at Patterson Park, we're just playing in grass that probably should have been cut, and it was way too slippery, and it was definitely dangerous. So I get on base, I'm on first, and my friend Kayla is up to quote-unquote bat. She hits it, I go to second, I turn around, and I see her on the ground. And I'm like, oh, geez. So I walk over, the game stops, of course, and she said she felt like a pop, a crack, and I showed you the picture of her ankle,
Jason.
She had two fractures in her ankle, and there was a spiral fracture, whatever the heck that is. She will need surgery, but she was so calm. She was so calm. I would have someone run me over with a car, just put me out of my misery. Yeah. She was so calm throughout all of it, and you know, the ankle was swelling up immediately. And the other Volo incident that I had, we were playing volleyball. This was years ago. And this one guy that we were playing with, Kayla's friend, he went to dive for a ball. And he was like, I just blew out my Achilles. And we're like, what? What are you talking? And yes, he ruptured his Achilles. And it was just like falling forward. But I really haven't seen a lot of horrible injuries involving my friends. But that last night certainly qualifies as that. Do you have one, Jace?
I mean, I was telling you off air, like I've seen something horrific. I don't think it really falls into this category.
Would you like to tell the story? Or?
No,
okay. We will pass on the story. So let's.
It was a prominent hit and run.
Let's just
a former person of the cloth, highly inebriated, killing a bicyclist on Roland Avenue.
Jesus.
I saw it.
410-583-1057. Let's go out to the phones. Kevin is in Ellicott City. Kevin, you're on the Fan.
What up, Jay and Tim? How y'all doing?
What's up, man?
Dude, I was, we were redoing a concrete floor inside of a greenhouse that was like halfway out of the ground.
Yeah.
And my hand went through the window of it because like the roof of it was glass, you know?
Oh, my God.
Dude, when I reacted and pulled my hand back, I mean, it scraped it down to the...
Wowzers.
Ooh, worst ever. Worst
ever. that constitutes for
yeah,
this.
Yeah, that'll freak you out.
Danny is in Baltimore. Danny, you're on the Fan. What's up, Danny?
Hey, how's it going? So in rec football, we are playing, and you know how you like, before practice, and we were playing catch, and this one dude threw a bomb, and guy's running, and it was over the shoulder, and he's looking and watching the ball, and he totally dives and hits the goalpost.
Oh, my God.
Right in his eye.
Oh.
Yeah, so it was point blank on his eye. It immediately swelled up to, like, the size of a softball. It was insane. Like, it freaked everybody out, you know, and I remember at school the next day, I mean, he didn't lose his sight or nothing, and, man, it was insane it was, like, comical. It was, like, his eye, just that whole, it was so huge, and, man, I'll never forget that story. I mean, we were in middle school, that was a long time ago, and I've never seen anything worse on a football field other than that.
Thanks for the call, Danny.
I don't think it was comical for that person.
Comical is one word. Tim is in Annapolis. What's up, Tim?
Hey, what's going on, man? Thanks for taking the call.
Hey.
Hey, I was in Washington back in 2018 when Alex Smith got sacked. I think it was a guy by the name of Watt, and I was sitting right on the 50, and that whole stadium just went dead, man.
Oof.
I think he had like a fibula and a tibula, and
yes,
my buddy was a trainer, and he had to deal with that going out on the field, and that was just brutal to see. And it didn't happen to me, but man, that sucked.
Yeah.
Thanks. Jim is in Towson. Jim, you're on the Fan.
Hey, about 40 years ago, I played rugby in college for, at the time, Towson State. We were playing Western Maryland. One of my teammates made a hit and was laying on the ground. It wasn't anything gruesome or anything, but he could not move his arms or his legs. They flew in the medevac, taped his head up, put him in the medevac. And actually what was the comical part about it was all these guys were watching the helicopter go, and the refs blew the whistle. It's time to play ball.
Jeez.
And we had never played touch rugby before, but we did for the last 10 minutes of that game.
My goodness.
Thanks, Jim. That's scary. Rich is in Whitehall. Rich, you're on the Fan.
Hey, guys. Pickup game at a company pickup or a company outing in Parkton. What happened is the field there was pretty big, but it was uneven. And the guy I was against knew I played high school football, so he wanted to show me up a little bit, you know, because I was playing defense. So I'm running like about maybe 80%. I'm not going to go real fast because the terrain's uneven. So he flew by me, lost his balance, hit the ground, and was laying there. And I walked over to him. I said, well, how you doing? He says, hurts a little bit. He says, I looked at it. His collarbone broke and went through his shirt. A bone sticking through there. I says, you're okay. And I told people, get 911, see? They headed out and get it. Moral of the story is, guys, take it easy when you play pickup, especially on an uneven field.
That is for sure, Rich. And one last one. Patrick is in Baltimore. What's up, Patrick?
Hey, fellas. So mine wasn't sport related, but it was physical activity related.
That's
when
fun.
I was a younger kid, I was playing on the monkey bars, and my mom thought it was a good idea to spray my hands with mosquito spray prior and told me to rub it down. So being the kid I was, did it, get on the monkey bars, I fall, land straight on my arm where I get a compound fracture in my arm. And if you're not familiar, that's where the bone pops out. And
yeah.
also shattered my collarbone as part of it. And that was during the summer. So literally summer
that's
over,
it.
But had to get grabbed and carried straight to the hospital so I could go into surgery that evening to make sure that the arm was set in place and all. And it was not great.
Oh, my goodness.
Jeez.
That sucks.
Have you ever broken anything?
Just pinky toes, and they don't
pinky
do anything
toes.
For it. It's
okay.
like it's just yeah, it's kind yeah, of like a mild inconvenience.
Happens. Yeah, I've never broken anything. I do have
I
a
like
rod
about
in
it,
my
though.
Femur.
Yeah.
Well, now it's and this is why I feel so bad for Kayla. Like, where if you get hurt as an adult like that, like break your like it's such an inconvenience.
How
like,
long
it's
gonna
just
be, she's
sucks.
Not gonna be able to drive
that's
and stuff for a while.
Like, that
like,
just sucks.
She's gonna be in a wheelchair for a bit. Or?
It's
that
so
looked pretty
early.
Bad.
Oh, it was that bad. It was that bad. Coming up at 5:15, Northern Exposure. We're going to hear from Zach Taylor, Kevin Stefanski, Aaron Rodgers as well. But coming up next, we're going to hear some of the sound from earlier today out at One Winning Drive. John Harbaugh, Lamar Jackson, among others. That is next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.